When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one. And calling me baby.
I was thinking I should probably, you know, I would probably follow in Snoop Dogg's footsteps and stop smoking. But then my plug texted me that he got sevens for a very good price. I'm almost afraid to repeat the price because I'm like, what's wrong?
What's the price?
Yeah. $30.
Oh, that's a plug. It might be a little dried out, or it might be smalls. That is pretty.
I might take him up on that.
That's a good offer. My place be charging like for a seventh, it depends if it's premium shelf or lower shelf. A seventh usually it costs me like
80, I feel like.
Like 60s. It's like, it depends on how the tax is hitting. And then, like, we get, like, point, like, it, let's say, like, okay, for every, like, dollar amount you spend, so let's say I spend, like, $50 on weed, I get 50 points. Mm-hmm. And after every 100 points, you get $3 off. And so you keep buying shit, so you keep adding your points on, so, like, when you want to come get, like, a, like, some days you don't have the money for the weed, you're kind of like, I still want to smoke some, I'm going to make it, I'll make something happen. It'll be like a random, like, oh, well, I got $6 I can take off. So I go get the premium weed, $6 off. I do the credit card payment, and then they don't charge you until 2 days later. So the money hit, and I'm like, bomba clock, we ready to go. So I got like a little, I'll be scheming. I'll be like, I'm going to make this shit. I got to get my shit together.
I'm at a point where it's just like, I've accepted the fact that I like weed, okay? You know, there's no point in me being like, oh, you know, no, I like weed. I like to smoke.
And I really don't like that everybody's like, oh, I hate when people go through this thing of, I'm not doing this anymore.
And so should you. Like, girl, happy for you, babe. Oh, leave me alone.
I'm not there yet, baby. I got some stressful shit going on. Let me hit my weed in peace. Like, it'd be shit like that. It's just like, don't push your fucking flip-floppy switch. What Nicki Minaj say, first they love you, then they hate you, yeah, they switch, like, yeah, don't push that shit on me. I don't want, it's problematic. I don't push that shit on me. let me enjoy my vices, because nobody be saying shit when you at the club on Saturday doing Hennessy shots off the table and out of the bottle girl tits.
You know what? Because it do always be the drinkers.
Yeah.
It always be the drinkers. Always. It's like, but you're drunk. Bitch, do you know what drinking does to you? Do you know what drinking does to your brain chemistry more than weed?
Hello.
Stop talking to me.
Let's get into it. The thing is, it's like, I feel like people like to judge shit that they don't do because it's easier to point a finger. Like, if I don't do this, it's easier to be like, well, you shouldn't do it either. Like, when people be like, you shouldn't vape. Bitch, why the fuck not? Honestly, why the fuck not?
Okay. Okay, I'm glad you said that, because...
Yes, hit me with it.
I be dragging you vaping girls. I do.
Yeah, all y'all do, because y'all don't do it. But y'all sit there, y'all smoke.
Because it's
y'all...
just something about it that's just like, in 30 years, they're going to have a commercial about y'all having mesothelioma or something. I don't know.
100%, but they should start with the bitches that are buying Dutch and Game to roll their fucking weed in. So let's start there. And I'm like, it's like people like to pick and choose what they do. I don't vape, but I go and I buy a pack of Cigarellos or Dutch's or White Owls and roll my weed up in. Bitch, you just, and hookah's worse, and everybody's doing hookah, and hookah's 10 times worse.
Oh, now hookah, I'm always shame you hookah girls. Now, if I'm at the spot and y'all pass it around, I might hit it once or twice.
Yeah, I do a quick look.
But that's if that, because hookah, it always makes me sick, because
you throw up too.
Inhale it, but I'm like, I get nauseous.
Yeah.
Every single time.
So, like,
especially if I'm drunk.
Oh, drinking and hookah is like combination for like, it's like a stomach cleanse. Like everything, like everything, everything coming out.
It's like a soul cleanse, bitch, because you finna, okay?
Yeah, I'll never forget. I'm not sure if I told this story on here one time, but me and some friends wanted to go to like a hookah place. And we all hit a hookah, whatever. I think I hit it like once or twice. I'm like, at that point, I was smoking weed like that. I wasn't, I drank heavier than I did anything else. But like, at one point, everyone I went to go get do hookah with started throwing up. They ran outside throwing up. It was like every corner. And I'm looking like, this is insane. And it was like, this had to be like 2017, 2018. I'm like, there's no way. Well, it had to be before that because before I was in a relationship. It had to be way before that. So I'm just looking like, everybody has their vices. Just because somebody doesn't do what the fuck you choose to do in your fucking home while you're drinking your fucking tequila blanc or whatever the fuck you enjoy, don't come judging me with my fucking vape. Whoever fucking commented, what, this is a pointed thing. Whoever fucking commented in on the fucking Instagram, I told y'all, I'm calling you out every week now. I'm not getting off your necks. So it just don't be fucking coming judging me, bitch. If you want to judge me, set up a camera in your house and let me see what the fuck you do for an hour and a half, and then we can talk. Until then, shut the fuck up.
I will never tolerate cigarettes, though. I just can't do it.
Oh, you're one of those girlies.
I am.
I don't mind cigarettes aesthetically. Because I think in pictures, I like when people are like, it adds to like the full like ambiance of the picture. If the outfit look right. If the outfit ain't right, you look tacky. But if you have a good outfit on and you're like, you're giving like 90s model, like Kate Moss or like Jake Gyllenhaal out on the street. Like, I love the candid style photos with like a random cigarette. Cause I know one girl who I worked with at Nordstrom, she fucking, this one girl, she worked at Nordstrom, and I know she doesn't smoke cigarettes because I was always so close to her. Perfect teeth, no yellow stains, anything. But in her random photos, she would randomly have a cigarette. And so I'll be looking at her like, when I saw her in person, I'll always be like, I don't know if this is real or if this is a facade. Like, are you really a chain smoker? Like, are you really doing it? But then I don't think she does. Like I said, her teeth are white, so. You don't know people's lives.
This is very true. Now, that's a fact. Aesthetically, for me, like a cigarette will ruin it aesthetically as well. It's like if I see a cigarette in a photo from the 90s, I'm like, oh, that's cool. That was the 90s. I can smell a cigarette if just by looking at it. So if I see it in a photo, I'm like, oh, you stink. I briefly dated a Libra who was like a cigarette and weed smoker. He was so fine.
A combo.
I randomly see him on my Instagram sometimes. But because he don't really post like that, which means he's a hoe. Allegedly, I don't know that. The girls that be, you know, I don't post on social media, they be fucking everybody.
Oh, listen, those bitches, I know this is so off topic, ADHD kicking her ass again. Those bitches who don't be posting and shit like that, their close friends be going up. Their fucking DMs be going up. It's fake. Everything's an illusion. You bitches who don't be posting, like you last posted early 2023, I don't trust it. Because where the fuck the other post at? Now you got the close friend shit on Instagram, so now I can't see posts unless I'm in your close friends. I don't know what's really going on. A lot of shady shit. A lot of maneuvering. Don't like it.
I saw a reel the other day, maybe about a week ago or something like that. This lady was saying how she didn't realize her younger sister is Gen Z. And she was like, she was saying a bunch of things that Gen Z people don't think is cool anymore. And one of the things was having posts on Instagram is apparently not cool to Gen Z. So if you have zero posts on Instagram, it makes you look cooler. And I see a lot of people with zero posts on their Instagram.
Why?
It's not cool. I'm here to let y'all know that shit is corny. Get off Instagram, bitch. Don't nobody. Yeah. You're not mysterious. I'm not following you back. If I run across your page and I'm already following you, I might hit that unfollow button.
Oh, bitch, I might hit the block button. And if I liked all the pictures before noticing that you didn't follow me, I'm unliking all the pictures. I don't have time for this shit. I don't have time for the social media games with you bitches. Like, you bitches make up fake rules every fucking day for social media that you want everybody to fucking follow. Once again, like, fucking stop smoking weed all of a sudden. How the fuck Snoop Dogg gonna stop smoking weed? Shut your ass up, old ass. And so it just be like...
He can't change his life.
No. Bitch, this is your brand now. I'm so sick of these fickle ass bitches on these fickle ass celebrities. I'm so tired of their asses. remember it was vote or die and all this other shit, and then they wanted everybody to go vote. Remember when everybody was trying to do like the I know you should go vote, but it'd be little shit like that. Like, don't push your shit on me because that's what you feeling for the second. Everybody wanted to be healthy during COVID. Now these bitches slamming In-N-Out Burger on their stories and out in every fucking club every other week. Like, bitch, no, I'm not following your fads. Fuck you, Gen Z, and all your fucking dumbass rules of social media and your fucking PC ass beliefs. Fuck it.
And fuck them cigarettes as well. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is Boys Next Door. We don't be talking about nothing as y'all can see. We just talked all that shit, but in a few minutes we gonna light the blunt. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram.
Basically, that was a PSA for a bitch. We about to light our blunt still.
At Boys Next Door Pod. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Boys Next Door Pod. Shout out to all the new YouTube subscribers and viewers. Thank you so much. And you can, if you have questions or you have like, you know, you want advice, you want to confess something, because we haven't had any confessions from you guys, send that to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com, or you can DM us. If you DM me personally, I might not see it. I'm just letting you know now. But if you DM Instagram, I might find it eventually. So,
And I'm Ken Lush. You can definitely send me DMs. I will say, if you don't have a real profile, I probably would not open it, because I don't want you to like hack my shit suddenly and then be sending everybody Temu invites and all this other shit. So please, like, kind of have an active profile. Like, if you don't have an active profile, you're better off just emailing it like it's 1904. Other than that, like, welcome. We enjoy all your company and all your bringing us gifts and treats and likes and comments and all that shit. So,
Well, I'm Blackberry.
I did that out of order.
Well, no, it's fine. I just forgot to say it. Yeah, I'm a little disheveled today. How about you?
I'm the same. I'm like, you know, like those weeks when it's just like it's slow and steady. Like the week is moving, but it's just like not moving fast enough to the point of where you're like, I get to sit down and relax. That's what this week felt like. It literally felt like it was moving in slow motion towards nothing. And so I was just like, today is like my first day off since Sunday, and I'm just like, I'm ready to sit. The blinds are closed, the lights are off, like my child keeps running around. I'm like, look, this is not that type of party today. We quiet around here. So,
and the weekends go by so fast. It's like, yes. Wow, I literally just turned the key to my door after I clocked out a couple of days ago.
That's how it feels, though. It always feels like the weekends, like, is never enough time. And then you're right back to slaving. Like, I do need the money. I'm not complaining about having money. I'm not saying that. What I am complaining about is the lack of balance between getting money and actually, like, refueling myself to go get more money, you know? And I feel like as I've gotten older, I really understand now, like, when my mom would, like, want to come home and not be bothered with anything. I totally get it. Like I didn't understand at first when I was younger, and I was kind of my mom was like really just like, even if she didn't want to be bothered, she always made sure she like gave me my attention, gave me her energy and all that shit. But it'll be days I'm looking back on it, I like, she was worn the fuck down. Working is hard. Like being an adult is a joke.
I don't ever. It's funny that you say that, because I don't ever remember. Again, now I generally just have bad memory. Even before I started smoking. So I can't even blame it on the weed. It's just like stuff just be like, oh, I don't remember that happened. So I don't really remember my mama like being irritated when she came home from work. I almost said something. I'm letting go. But
I was like, was she always irritated like you? Or like,
like. That's what I was trying not to say.
Yeah, I'll say it for you.
I just be mad at everything. Like,
yeah. I figured out what you were trying to say. I'm like, I'm not going to deprive the listeners of understanding a glimpse of who you are, so I'm going to say it for you. Yeah,
no,
like,
but that was my mama business, not mine.
Okay, bitch, come through. Bitch, I'll let you worry about that. I'm going to go over here and play with this dirt in the corner.
But yeah, I mean, even if she did, I was just always to myself as a kid, like always in my own zone, in my own room, just not wanting to be bothered with anybody. And it's carried on throughout my entire life.
I was going to say, I'm like, ain't shit changed really, because you definitely been your own. I wonder, did you go, what year did you start school?
I started pre-K early.
Okay.
So I started pre-K at like 3.
Like, did you, like, how was that for you? Did you, if you even remember, but.
No, I remember this because I feel like this was like things that shaped me. You know, they say the child's brain is like developing the most. I forgot what ages it is, so I don't even want to say it, but a kid's age is developing the most, like, in the toddler years, essentially.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
I can remember being in preschool and like I wouldn't get in trouble, but like I remember like the first, I don't know, you know, at that age you don't have a concept of time, but I remember there being a time where my teachers was reporting to my mother. My teachers were reporting to my mother that, you know, I wasn't interacting, I wasn't talking. Oh. Mm-hmm. You know, I was being one of them kids. And now that I look back, they might have thought I was like, you know, nonverbal or something, you know, or autistic. So maybe they was just telling her for that. And then I remember when I came out my shell, like, it was a big thing. Like, my mom came to the class and it was like, oh, he was actually interacting today. And I was like, okay,
come through. They're like, oh, what's wrong with him? He got a hug.
I'm like that in every environment. The first, like, I was like that throughout all of high school. Like, I didn't talk to nobody. I remember I told the story on this podcast of how about I got voted class mute.
That's like the worst. Like, I know we talked about this a couple of times on the podcast. Don't vote me no shit like that. Like, out of everything to fucking vote for, bitch, I don't care if you voted me for, like, most stoic or something like that. Class mute? What the fuck is that?
They literally came up that it was never in a yearbook before then. So I was just like,
my God. They said, bitch, this is, this is a special award created just for you. Like, and when I was in school, I always got comments that I talk too much, which is still very on brand. I still talk too fucking much. And so I feel like that just carried through. But now, we know we got this podcast, so it all pays off. Like, it all comes full circle. But I was definitely
class clown in third grade, though. I mean, it wasn't nothing that was voted on, but I definitely was getting a call home, like, every day.
Really? What the fuck was you doing?
I have no clue.
I can't imagine you getting in trouble in school, though.
I was, but I've always been, like, the jokester. Okay. So, it was never like I was just being bad. I was just, looking back, I probably was just like, this shit too easy, I'm bored, let's cause some trouble.
and I think I read somewhere, like, if, like, when your child is, like, bored like that, and they, like, start getting in trouble, like, it either,
they need,
like,
to be advanced.
Yeah, they need to be advanced, or then they just naturally get bored and they're just not entertaining and just goes downhill from there. So at least you're not on hard drugs to feel like, to fulfill your, like,
that part. I'm kind of glad about, because, you know, I'm glad my mother didn't believe in ADHD medicine back then, because I don't really want to be hooked on, I'm already on this weed shit. We were just talking about that. But I was actually supposed to, when I was in first grade, they was trying to move me up to second grade. But my mom never let it happen. So I really could have graduated like when I was like 17. But, you know, I'm glad she didn't, like, you know, push me up. But at the time, looking back, I remember getting to like fifth grade and being like, damn, I could have been in sixth grade right now. Because the fifth graders was on the third floor, secluded from the rest of society.
So, really?
It was like the fifth graders, the computer class, the arts class, and then the slow classes was on the third floor. So, or the LD classes, they used to say back in my day. I don't know what they call them now. Well, I'm going to light the blunt. I think we should go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I feel like that's
I'm safe. Going
that's
to the light the blunt to, first of all, shout out to all the IEP bitches. I hope y'all made it in life.
Okay.
You know, just because you was a little slow in school don't mean you slow and, like, you know, street smarts. You might be a smart bitch. You just can't crack open a book. Shout out to you.
bitch, it's a lot of
people who didn't, like, graduate high school who are made it to be famous, i.e. Coyle Ray's corny ass.
Well, now how she just catch a stray in the middle of the light?
I don't know. I've been trying to tag her for a minute.
You know, You know who we ain't tagged in a couple? Nah, I ain't gonna tag them. I'm gonna wait till they do something because I ain't tagged them in a little bit.
Leave him alone.
Oh, that's cause now cause bitches fans of them now. Now they talking about leading them alone. I hate you fickle hoes.
I don't even know who you talking about. I'm just saying leave it alone because I don't know what you
93 loads or 193 loads or 940 loads. Oh, right, yeah, now. I ain't tagged him in a couple episodes. So.
I'm not a stan. I watched one video.
Which one did you watch?
I don't know. He was getting pounded.
Sounds on brand.
Per usual.
And then like that.
I'm gonna.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I was gonna say that one Twitter guy. That one porn star who worked at the Target, then worked at the Helm. Now he has like a casting couch. He does casting couch.
First of all, I love his videos.
Love
them. The one thing that always confused me though is how people got duped into thinking he really was working at Target and Starbucks. Clearly, this is part of his shtick.
It's too much, and I don't like how he talks. It's a lot of shit. I ain't gonna lie.
And he's allegedly a butt virgin. Like he's never got fucked. Allegedly, that's what he says.
Well, I read a comment the other day that said he allegedly liked to shit all over dicks. So those two things cannot be true. You can't be a virgin and then you shit on dicks. So I mean, it's only 23 minutes into the podcast.
He needs to upload the scat content. I don't give a fuck. All that Walmart and Starbucks shit is cute. Show me the shit.
You want to see the real shit? You want to get to the shit?
I want
to
see the real shit. He got a nice fat ass. I love a man that's built like that.
I really lately, at work, I be seeing like all the built tall like football looking niggas, and I'd be like, you know what I would do with you, and I know what you could probably do with me, and I kind of want to sign up just to see what it's all about, just one time. I just want to get tossed like a frisbee, because these rappers are picking up this little person over the weekend and was tossing her, and I was like, and she was a stripper though, but he was tossing her, and she was her legs was swinging, and I'm like, that could be me. I would totally love. You like getting picked up?
I've never had nobody pick me up. You know, I date short niggas. So
I forgot you a tripod lover.
I like them little.
Okay, you do. Oh, I would die. I would love to see that. Now, if we create a Patreon, I didn't want to see a video of you getting like lifted up and like just like manhandled by one of your like.
Been picked up before, like on some joking shit, or you know, but definitely when I was like 50 pounds lighter. I haven't been picked up since, you know, I picked up a few pounds.
I love your body now. Do you like your body now? Oh, we can light the blunt and then we can talk about it.
I'm gonna light the blunt to the slow bitches in IEP, because last week I said shout out to the dumb bitches. Now I'm talking to the.
It's different brands.
A different type of dumb bitch.
It's a different brands of stupidity.
Oh, I'm Jesus jokes. I'm low key a comedian. First of all, here we go with the ADHD again. Shout out to Ricky, my friend Ricky. He's an up and coming comedian, and he don't like talking about it, but it's okay.
Isn't it weird having friends who don't like talk about shit that they actually are really good at doing? I hate that. Like, I get it, inner self-saboteur shit, but I really be like, you have a gift. You're doing something that a lot of people aren't doing. Talk about it. You never know where your support may come from or who may be looking at you and like not even know that you do this. So I feel like it's a window out there for people to like notice you. So I support.
I also want to light the blunt to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is next week. Ugh. I know you hate Thanksgiving food. I personally am not in the holiday spirit, but I am interested. Well, I'm interested. I am excited to see my family.
I'm interested in my family a little bit.
I'm not interested in the travel though, because I'm tickets cost hundreds of dollars, and I'm only going to be there for 24 hours, and I literally come back to work the next day. So that's annoying.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to choose to look at the bright side, because I haven't seen my family in a couple months. And I get to see my nephew for the first time and congratulate him on being a fucking father. The fuck is that about?
Well, let's celebrate family.
So, to family and being successful despite the fact that you didn't graduate eighth grade. Boom.
Oh. Because your family wasn't there, clearly, to support you. I want to light mine to, I don't know, making it through the week. Because, baby, at this point, it didn't look too good. I was contemplating a couple things. I'm like, look, it may be a gloomy Friday today. So I made it to Friday. So that's all I care about. And I also want to make a complaint about leaves that you roll your weed in, having too mm-hmm. many veins and too many like it's trying to work around.
Oh, I hate it.
Yes, and
I literally just don't even deal with them. I just throw it away.
See. And I try to do surgery around them and all this other shit. It's just too much. I like my leaves perfectly square. How do y'all, and when you're listening to this, let us know. How do you like your leaves? Or what do you like to prefer to smoke with? A bong, paper, what brand of leaves or woods or whatever you call them, or wraps in general? What do you guys smoke? I want to know. I'm curious.
I don't even know what's in this one. I just have a message for Carisha. I'll be there in a couple days. It's take me a little longer because I drive a Honda Civic from 2013, so it don't go really fast. And I got to stop for gas a few times, and my brakes need to be changed and everything. But I'm coming to get you. Wherever you at, pack your shit, put your bags in my trunk, and we finna go. Because you can't stay there.
And you know what's going to happen? Kid Cudi, you ain't going to make it, bitch.
Diddy, sir, you got some explaining to do. And the thing is, I haven't heard these specific rumors about Diddy, but I hear a lot of stuff about Diddy. And these new allegations are right on track. So yeah, I don't know.
They iced the fucking cupcake, okay? Because, you know, Diddy has been joked about literally since Wendy Williams always say little comments. You would get other people
That's where I get the gay shit from, because Wendy be saying he was gay.
Yeah, she been
Wendy
saying.
Said he was gay. She said she been saying Usher was gay. She been saying Kanye West was gay. We still ain't seen those come to light, but we will, because Wendy don't be wrong.
Wendy don't
allegedly,
be wrong.
Allegedly.
Don't take us out. Diddy, I don't want no problems, Dr. Love, Mr. Pepsi, whatever your name is, Lovely. I don't want no problems.
Lovely is crazy.
I don't want no problems. But it's really... We be ahead of the shit. We be really ahead of the shit. Because a couple of months ago, on one of our episodes, we was talking about how, the acting world, they all had their big moment of, all this shit coming to the light and all the actors keep getting in trouble. And then we were like, we wonder if it'll ever happen in the music industry again. Because, Clive Davis and all them, when they had, all their little shit going on and all the undercover shit. And then, now we get Diddy, who's literally, I wouldn't say, it depends on how you look at it. In the 90s.
Diddy's an icon and a legend in the music industry.
Yeah, more so in the 90s and early 2000s than now. But, him as a person is still a figure. He's still, an important and poignant figure in the music world. And so the fact of, all this stuff is coming out now. And I was let me tell y'all something. I was a Cassie stan. And so, I love Cassie. I was, ride or die. I was a super to the max, baby. I wasn't playing around when it came to Cassie. And so I'm really hurt that she experienced this. And before, there was a rumor that I had read online, they were she shaved her head because Diddy had ripped her hair out. And now this is now Young Jock, from the Young Jock version of it, Diddy saw somebody else do it and then was he saw a white stripper had her hair shaved, and then Diddy was fascinated by it, and then he told he looked over and told Cassie that he wanted her to do that, and then Young Jock Cassie basically replied, if that's what Diddy wants, that's what I'm have to do. And then I'm just looking it's unfortunate.
It's really crazy when you think about it, because I learned through all of this that he got with her when she was 19. And they were together for over 10 years, right?
Yes. A long ass time.
So when you think about it, and people have said this about Beyonce and Jay-Z, which I think is a totally different story. Like, I guess if you look back at it, like, maybe he was too old to be trying to get with her. But they're both over 40 now. They have 3 children together. That's, like, one of them situations where you have to be like, well, maybe they just actually liked each other.
Yeah.
With maybe the Diddy, like, and Cassie thing.
It felt like a conservatorship. Like, it felt like she was stuck. Like, we never got any products from her. Like before she got with him, she was doing her shit. Ryan Leslie, she was working with him. It was just like a lot of shit going on. And then she got with him, and then literally everything stopped. But then I also think about, allegedly, how controlling Diddy comes off a lot of the times. Like, if you think back to Making the Band.
Oh, it's well documented. Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, once again, Carisha girl, he coming. He coming by himself, because I don't want to be a part of no 007 bomb tricks in my car. So he coming by himself to get you. You know y'all Aquarius hard head, so it's going to take a car exploding to get y'all to actually fucking pay attention and actually follow through with doing something. But he'll be there, because that's scary. You leaving
your man if he got allegations against him like this?
With my career, yes. With my career, yes. Can you imagine? Like, that's basically, it's a lot of celebrities out here who have partners who have, like, really, I didn't say no fucking names. Don't make no faces. I didn't say no fucking names. I just literally said it's a lot of.
Okay, I'm just checking because you know.
I'm not even looking at you, bitch.
He's literally not looking at me, y'all.
Because there's a lot of celebrities out here who have partnerships with people that have certain allegations that allegedly are true or not true, or coerced or not coerced, or money hunger or money grabs, whatever, that they stick through with them because, I guess, of their bond or whatever, or what they share. I feel like it taints your credibility as a person personally. As an artist, I feel like it shouldn't change shit, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like if I'm dating somebody, like, if you enjoy my work, hey, like Doja Cat, everybody says whatever about her boyfriend, whatever, so forth and so on. But it's like, yeah, like,
what about, okay, you're gonna have to fill me in on that.
A lot of racist shit, homophobic shit. The normal white people I ain't in a room with, a black person type shit that be going on that we've seen and we are all aware that the Ritz folks likes to do. And so apparently she's aware of it. She doesn't care. That's why a lot of people were like, all of a sudden they're like, well, yeah, of course, she would be online saying nigger, letting white people say nigger. She lets her man fucking say it all the time, or she lets her man say this. And so it's like, people always have shit to say, but I feel like it shouldn't take away from the artistry, because they didn't make those decisions. You, like, sometimes you really can't help who you fucking fall in love with, you can't help who you become attracted to, but I feel like it should make you side eye them at least. Like, that's a side eye. Like, if you were Carisha, are you side eyeing Diddy right now?
I'm side eyeing Diddy. But I ain't leaving yet.
Okay.
Because.
Exactly. Yet.
Not yet. Emphasis on the yet. Because I don't like making brash decisions. Was it rash or brash? Rash. I think it's rash. I don't like making rash decisions. I like everything to be thought out.
Hasty decisions.
You know what I'm saying? So when even like down to like, let's say I'm having like a moment with somebody and we disagreeing, I'm like, okay, let me step back and think about what's happening right now. Because if I just start saying stuff, first of all, the first thing that's going to happen is I'm going to say some crazy shit. The second thing that's going to happen is after the argument, I'm like, well, damn, I should have said this. No, I want to think about what I'm going to say, and then we can come back and we can have a discussion. I'm like that with everything.
That after argument game plan, rescoring in your head, bitch, I should have zinged your ass. You was lucky I wasn't on it at the time.
But also on the flip side, I do have a spontaneous spirit with some stuff. Now, if my man was in trouble, we gonna have to talk about some things.
See, look, bitch, because you don't want to fight for your man. You want to talk to your man.
We gonna have to talk about some things, and I need to get your side of the story, because I'm not just gonna believe it just because it came out in the public. You know what I'm saying?
Do you believe it?
What's really going on?
Allegedly,
about Diddy.
About everything about Diddy.
Well, I do allegedly believe that Diddy allegedly likes boys, allegedly. And I do allegedly
allegedly like boys is crazy.
That he allegedly was going upside Cassie head, allegedly. And I also allegedly
why you gotta say it like that, bitch? It's not funny, bitch. That is so sick.
Oh, I wasn't trying to say it like... Oh, I'm sorry.
Not going upside.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. And I also allegedly believe all the stuff that Aubrey was be saying about him, but she don't really be saying nothing, but she be saying it without saying it.
It be the coked out eyes. She be like, it be like allegedly coked out eyes. I don't know what she's prescribing. This is allegedly. This whole episode. So like she be looking and it be like the body language of the subject when she starts talking about Diddy. It's like, girl, what your ass ain't really saying? Because you got a big ass mouth, but you're afraid. Like. But then I saw on Twitter earlier, she posted screenshots of her on the phone with like D Woods and Willie, and like they were, I guess she called them all. And they were having long ass talks about everything. So I feel like we're about to get what was that R. Kelly movie called? Our Exposing the Closet Stories, Confessions.
Surviving R. Kelly or Trapped in the Closet?
Oh, Surviving R. Kelly. I think we're going to get a Surviving P. Diddy next.
Oh, that sucks. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, another one bites the dust. Longest.
I'm not cheering for Diddy to be canceled because I really don't ever cheer for nobody to be canceled because I personally just don't believe in that, except for Boosie and maybe Candace Owens and all you dumb bitches that be getting on my nerves. But but like, I'm not just like immediately pro cancel on anything. But, you know, I do believe people need to face their consequences.
Yeah, 100%.
However, I'm not going to feel too bad for the man. He's rich. I'm not. I really don't care. I only care about Cassie at this point.
Yeah.
And
then, so, like, yeah. Somebody posted a video early on Twitter of, like, her husband running in the domestic violence marathon. And it's just, like, certain stuff, like, you don't think about or, like, when it's happening, you're not paying attention to. And I'm just like, wow. And then, like, there was, like, somebody posted, they got... The thing is, when you're a celebrity, all this shit is, like, randomly documented. Like, it's documented, like, all over. Speaking of documented, Kiki Papa Mama was going off.
Yeah, more gay men in the news, allegedly. Yeah. Usher. Like, I just don't even know. I don't know. Now, she said... What she ended up saying was she was saying that to Darius... she commented this. She said she was saying that to Darius to get him to leave the Usher thing alone, not because she actually believes Usher is gay.
Okay.
But this, my opinion is Kiki Mama been in the business a long time. She know a lot.
Okay. And then I feel like then we also got to respect that. That's her daughter.
Like, I'm saying whatever. I don't give a fuck what kind of mama about my child.
Bitch. You might be under my car while I'm still on the phone yelling at you. Like, I'm letting you have it. And then we also got to think about the fact that she is a Chicago-ass bitch at the end of the day still. So she not about to... She you going to get a round or two. It's turning the O-block on that phone. Like, it's going down. And so it's just like... It's a lot going on behind the scenes in a lot of different situations that we really don't fucking know the totality of. Like, we're literally just seeing glimpses and pieces of shit. And so, like, we talked about this, I think, last week on the episode. Social media is not everything you perceive it to be. And I feel like we oftentimes get in this rut. Here comes the fucking social part. Or not social part, though. Whatever fucking part. Therapeutic part. I also feel like we get in this rut of comparing ourselves to people we see on social media without knowing everything. Like, we see somebody doing good. We don't know that they're sleeping couch to couch. We don't know that they're, like, they don't have clothes or, like, their bills aren't paid. Like, you don't know all this shit. So, I feel like sometimes we got to give grace to the shit that we don't know and give respect to what we see. Like, we have to respect what you see because people are put on that facade for a reason. But then we also have to think about the fact that sometimes when people are lashing out, when people are, like, down, when people are sad, we have to make sure that we're still present and giving them the love and support that they may need that we may not know about. Because people be acting out, people be doing shit, and you really don't even know what the fuck is really going on. You take it as them just being, like, a bitch that day. And you don't know that they're literally at home, like, suffering. So, it'd be a lot. All this shit is twofolded.
And speaking of allegedly suffering gay men, Will Smith,
The suffrage of Will Smith is crazy. Allegedly he was getting
This is a full Hot Topics episode. I don't mind. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Hot Topics on this one.
He walked into him getting beat down or pummeled, whatever he said. So for a straight man to say that about allegedly walking in and seeing somebody getting fucked, they had to be like, he had Fat Rabbit Killer was channeling through him.
So it's not that I don't believe that Will Smith might like a little boy butt, you know, or a little dick.
Allegedly.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying he is gay, but I'm saying that would not shock me. And not because it's like of the rumors that have always been going around. Yeah. It's just because like people be gay. Like, who gives a shit, right? I might be the only one on this one. My camera been following this whole time. I 100% do not believe that story. I think it's total cap. I think the way he was explaining it made it sound so phony that it could either be totally phony or it has to be real. Like, there's no even like in between with that, because of the way he was. I was just like, this is so ridiculous that it could be true, but it sounds so untrue. Why would they, two DL men, be fucking on set where other people are around?
There's so many people walking in and out of rooms all day, especially in that type of environment. There's like, they're on a strict time schedule. So now you're saying that they have the power, these two black men in the 90s have the power to be like, we gonna slow down production for this, we're gonna slow down production for this because we need to go get a quickie in.
It's just highly unlikely that Will Smith was like, you know what? I got to get my cheeks clapped so I can perform in a few minutes in front of this camera. That's the only way I'm going to be able to dig deep into the character if it's somebody dig deep inside my pussy.
I can only get jiggy with it after this pounding. That's the only way I can initiate like, it.
It's just so ridiculous. What I will say is, I don't like that Tasha K, but she know how to start some mess, and I respect it. You know,
that's a good
time. I just respect somebody who stands in the fact that they're
messy. Of course, a Barb supporting Tasha K.
Just like, Tasha K want to be Wendy Williams so bad, and she has the potential. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't think nobody can ever light a candle to Whitney. Nobody can light a candle to her either. Nobody can light a candle to Wendy, but it's nice to see Wendy having sons, you know?
Yeah, and she's the closest son she didn't have. Like, everybody be like trying to do like the Sherry Shepherds and the Jennifer Hudson's and shit like that. And they cool or whatever, but it's just so fucking safe. Like, I feel like Wendy has, okay, bitch, literally. And so, but I did see Sherry doing like a renaissance thing. I think we talked about it a little bit.
I wasn't snoring at Sherry, but.
You don't like Jennifer Hudson?
Boring. What Abby Lee Miller say? Boring.
Yeah,
sloppy. Lazy. Jennifer Hudson is not a good interviewer. Like, she literally just be like, wow, oh, you really did, huh? Yeah, y'all like that? And then she started singing. Like, you're not even having a real interview right now. Like, this is so... If y'all watching the YouTube right now, I'm talking shit about Jennifer Hudson and her $1 million production, and my camera is falling over.
Okay, bitch, you laying it out. I don't know. Okay, you good.
I just need her... I'm not rooting for a black woman to fail, but I'm rooting for the executives to see how boring this fucking show is.
I feel like
the audience is boring as fuck. Her audience don't be jumping at all, G. If the audience was a little more lively, that would help boost up Jennifer. But she boring. She got an EGOT and ain't putting it into the show. I'm sorry. It's boring.
What her audience be doing? Just sitting there?
Sleep. They be sleep. The guests will be on there saying something funny and the audience is dead fucking quiet. And then they pan the camera to the audience. It's all old women. Where's the young people at? That's why this shit dead as a motherfucker. It be making me so mad because I love Jennifer Hudson. I think she's a beautiful, talented woman. I do not think she's a good interviewer, and I think her show is boring. I was watching Adrian Bylone Houghton on there the other day. Adrian was carrying the whole interview. Adrian is a talk show host. Like, she knows how to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, especially seeing Adrian with Jennifer doing nothing but making me mad because it's so boring. I was like, come on, let's be for real. Adrian's the one that needs the show.
Kelly Clarkson be killing it, though. Kelly Clarkson.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson gets into it. This is such a weird show. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson.
Go back to your original point. What were we talking about? Tasha K and how messy she is. That's how we got there.
Oh, yes. Her being a Barb and Barb supporting Barbs.
Okay, now we can leave Nikki out of this. The album is fast approaching. I hope you guys are prepared. I couldn't get the link to the pre-sale access, so fuck y'all. Hopefully it's still working by the time we try something else.
I'm getting a little more excited for this era of her. I'm really interested to see what she does, per se. I feel like everybody's just waiting for her to really just put it out so they could just start lining shit up, because people is making announcements and saying that they not doing something and like, well, I might have something at the end of the, like, it's a lot of stuff. I'm just like, girl, whatever. I'm not going to get into that.
But go ahead.
I'm ready to see how the tour comes together. I'm ready to see, I'm ready to see like the actual flow of the album. Like this is like almost like, I won't say like, this is like Nikki's like almost rebranding almost. Like, this is a rebranding back to like, I won't say like old Nikki or anything, but it's a rebranding back to like who she thinks she is, what Queen was supposed to be, so forth and so on. So it's just kind of like, this is her second shot to really just like take the horns and really make
it's it interesting work. That you say what Queen was supposed to be, because I always have this theory that Queen was supposed to be a totally different album. And
1 million. The songs, the songs all tell different stories. And Nikki's albums always told, like, it always had like a flow to it. Each, like, everything, it was just flow. This is the first, which one do you think didn't flow?
Woman Reloaded, absolutely no flow. Oh.
Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah,
and everybody forgets about the album. Then when you remind them, they be like, oh, just did.
Yeah, that one don't count. Yeah.
Woman Reloaded, I love it. Personally, I love it. But, you know, it's my least favorite Nikki album because it was such a mess. I love you, Nikki, but it was. And I feel like with Queen, she probably, I just feel like during that era, she was so jaded by everything that was happening in the industry, all the beefing and shit, that it just ended up being like angry slash like mellow kind of album. And I don't know if she meant it like that. To me, it was like her darkest era. I feel like every artist has to have a dark era. I feel like Queen was her dark era.
Yeah.
I don't know if she meant it to be like that.
I agree with that.
Like, originally, yeah. I also feel that way about the Pink. Well, she's actually said this about the Pink Room, so that don't matter. I feel like. How can I say this? I thought she was going to name this album Pink Print, too, because I felt like what she was trying to do with the Pink Print.
Yeah.
Kind of got a little overshadowed by like her having like real like relationship issues. So that album ended up sounding differently than like I thought the Pink Print would have sounded, right? Pink Print is my favorite Nicki album, by the way.
That
number one. Like, it's like Pink Print and Pink Friday are tied for number one. I can't pick one. I just don't know.
It's Pink Print for me. Every fucking song. Oh my God, the tour. Like Nikki, that whole fucking everything was on point.
That whole era was perfect.
That was the
she
era.
She was performing. The girls had
everywhere. Like, and I'm not sure. Didn't Looking Ass and all that shit come out right before? Like, everything was perfect. Like, it was like you knew. It's like, oh, we about to get this, Nikki. We about to get that. And then she dropped the album. It's so personal. It's slow, but it has these random moments of like just like a perfection. Her fucking interview she chose to do, where it was just like she was just like, if y'all know anything, y'all know I love her fucking crown interview she did. I forgot what the guy's name is. She did a crown interview with him. Y'all know I quote that, like her saying to whatever guy I run off into the sunset with, I don't want to take anything from you. Because I'm not like these other bitches that want to take from you. I want to give you everything you... Oh, wait. I want to give you everything you want and everything... So perfect. And I was just... And if it can't be like that, then I'm just like... It was just... Oh, my... Like, it was... That... Those interviews she did. And y'all know I'm like... I'm a Nicki hater to the point of... I love her. I love Nicki. But I'd be so fucking turned off sometimes by just how her production, like how her team handles her. Because at the end of the day, there's no reason Nicki should not... You know what
the problem is? Her team doesn't handle her. She runs everything. So even she's not listening to the team. She's doing what the fuck she wants to do. And you can tell sometimes.
And that be my issue with her. Because there's no... There, like, when I say, if y'all went to school with me, y'all know I was a Nicki stan. I would never say Barb because I don't feel like I was that deep. Like, when it came to Nicki, I was like, that's my bitch. I'm riding. And you can tell me shit. I had mixtape. I had everything. But then it was like this rant. It was just like, what happened? It was just like, what's going on? Like, what is this? There's no reason that she shouldn't be held to the same esteem that Beyonce is held to. She's not, like, regardless of anything else, at this point in her career, she's not where Lil' Kim was. She's above where Lil' Kim was, if you want to be honest about it. Like, brand deals, recognition, everything. Nicki has not fallen off. Her appeal to the masses has changed. Of course, that happens with everybody. But, like, that's the only thing that's really, like, I want her to tighten it up. That's what I need. And so, like, sometimes when I see shit, it's just like, what are you doing? Like, sometimes, like
the announcement... I don't know how this turned into bash, Nicki, because we weren't talking about this.
Well, I so, every song she's released so far for this album, I feel like, but I'm also the person, I've said this on the podcast before, I hate first singles. Every song that she released so far has not been the song that I was looking for. Except for,
Super Freaky Girl.
No, that was not what I was looking for at all. Like,
that's what I was looking for. I was waiting on Nicki to, like, do her pop shit because she excels so well at that. She does. It's so easy for her.
She does. But I was looking for, like, you know... When somebody's releasing an album, they have that one song that they release right before the album come out, and it's like, I get you. I see you. Like, if you think about Rihanna had Diamonds. Then she had Work. All lead singles for the album, they dropped right before the album came out. She has probably about like 2 weeks, 3 weeks now before the album come out. I need her to drop, I need a visual. Where are the visuals? I need a visual. I need that single. I need it. I don't want to see her sampling shit all the time. I'm so tired of artists feeling like the only way they can succeed right now is if they sample shit. Every fucking thing is a sample. Everything doesn't need to be a sample. Like, no, I don't. I want Nicki to have, like, get the best fucking producer that she can. Figure it out. I want her to figure it out. Because, like, this is like...
Well, it's figured out, and I can't wait for the album to come out so we can talk about how good it is and how it's still not the best Nicki album because it's just like, I don't know if you can go higher than the Pink Print and Pink Friday, which, again, is another reason why I didn't understand why she named it Pink Friday, too. Plus, like, two other albums already have this name, so I was just like, I thought we was going to, you know, do something else with the name. I also... One of those covers I don't like, and that's all I'm gonna say. But I am excited for the album, and I think he's gonna do what he's gonna do. It's just
the one when she's standing in the water.
There's like a few.
There's like the one she's on a train, holding it right or something like that. There's one she's in the water. There's one she's crouching.
You see how you keep naming stuff because it's too many. I don't even know what the actual official cover of the title of the album is, to be honest.
That's a rollout. That's like, that's something you gotta, like, people need to see an image and be like, oh, that's it, or be able to describe it. Like, I wonder if she's gonna do a, like, album release party.
What? No, she's not. album release party. Don't nobody do that no more.
Yeah, they do. All celebrities do that. Every celebrity, when they release an album, no matter what, like they always have an album release party where they like they just celebrate the album coming out.
I feel like the last time Nicki had an album release party, I mean, I'm sure she probably had a party, but like a release party where they invite fans and stuff, right? That's what they do, right?
Yeah, well, the ones I've been seeing lately have just been all celebrities.
I just farted up, y'all.
So it just be like, it'd be like the celebrity, whoever album. So whatever celebrities like releasing an album, then all their celebrity friends come listen to the album.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be better than I almost said it. It's going to be fantastic, and I want you all to like tune in, listen into it. To be honest,
I guess I'm here for it.
Any other hot topics this week? Let's go ahead and keep it going. What else happened this week? We ain't talking about nothing on the list of stuff that we had. It's okay.
Crazy. There's like nothing really on there.
I actually wanted to talk about a lot of this stuff, but we'll just do it next episode.
Okay. I mean, you could pick one, we can go.
You know what else happened this week? She who shall not be named punched somebody in their mouth and broke his teeth. I want that girl in jail. She needs to learn some consequences and repercussions to her actions. She is just out here willy-nilly sucker punching people like she is fucking Floyd Mayweather, okay, with a raspy voice and ain't that shit bitch, ass baby daddy.
She is a menace. Like, I don't think, I haven't seen nobody on the loose like this since like Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton was running the streets. She is terrorizing the folks. Like I was watching a video from Tamar singing Love and War is a classic. You don't interrupt that song. You enjoy it in one solid swoop, and you may go back.
I can hit all those notes, by the way. I just want y'all to know that.
And I've heard him hit him. He ran him right the fuck on over. And so, it's just like, you got to go sometimes and repeat it. You got to listen to it twice. And so, she, like, the fans are singing Love and War. Tamar's sitting there, like, embracing it and shit. And then Rock Mouth gonna open her throat and gonna say, whack. You don't do that. Why the fuck? Fucking crowd is singing.
She is on crack, allegedly.
Like,
there's
imagine,
no other way to explain, to excuse that behavior other than crack cocaine, allegedly.
It gotta be. Like, there's something wrong. Like there's something like, and she like still dressing like a nigga because she think that she dressed like a girl, she gonna influence her son who, because he don't have a fatherly figure to be girly, and she don't want to have a feminine son, and so she dressing like a, the bitch is dumb as a box of fucking rocks in hell. So
she was one of them girls in IEP. Well, actually, I watched something on her a long time ago.
No, she was smart, like a track star. She was star. On track
to be a successful person. Well, I mean, she's successful at being a dumbass. I guess she's successful
in different right this time. This time. But it's just like, I just imagine like if Beyonce was singing like Halo and she like, I don't know what song she held the mic out to. I don't know what she would.
She actually has held the mic out to Halo and is on one of her albums. The girl was singing it. If y'all seen the DVD, y'all know. I forgot which DVD that was, though.
That was the
World Tour DVD, I think.
Yeah, I have. I actually got that.
No, DVD. It wasn't, because the World Tour DVD, she did the Michael Jackson tribute. No, that was.
Something I had the I Am Sasha Fierce DVD.
You don't even like Beyonce.
I enjoy watching concerts. You mind your fucking business, bitch, and don't spread that false shit or allegedly I don't like her. You shut the fuck up. That's not
and
true.
You know what? And you know what allegedly means?
That anyway, back to Krishan. You drag her, not me. You leave me out of it.
Who? I don't even know that child name. Fuck her. She's a weirdo.
She's made the list.
She's always on the list, and I only brought her up because I just wanted to find one last hot topic before we get out of here. Thank y'all so much for listening to this bullshit ass episode. It was so fun. I loved it so much.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not being sarcastic. I actually did have fun today.
We've never done a Hot Topic episode, so that was interesting.
I don't think we have. I mean, we be throwing them in there, but we ain't never just been full Hot Topic.
Let us know if you like that. We won't
if
do it
you
often.
Like it, don't. I was about to say, because, you know, I like telling my business. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I ain't talking about no dicks. Oh, my God. Random update. So, let me tell you guys. I am a pussy. Okay. I don't know why I wait to the end to talk about this. But anyway. So, okay. Remember a couple weeks ago, I was talking about, is this fine boy? I want to talk to him so bad, blah, blah, blah. Like, everything. So, the other day, I go on break, right? And I go on my break. And whenever I'm on break, I just go sit outside because I want some fresh air and just to be out the way. So I sit on the stairs. And so I'm sitting on the stairs, right? And he comes outside. And there's, like, so much fucking space to sit. And he sits, like, right beside me. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is my chance. This is my chance. I need to take this shot. And so,
is this the work crush or is this somebody new?
Work crush. And so he sits beside me and he's on his phone, he's just scrolling, and I'm just like sitting there, I'm just chilling, I'm ready to go the fuck home. And so he keeps like making noises and saying shit, so like trying to get my attention. And I like, and normally if you've ever been around me, like when I'm out and I want to talk to a nigga, I will talk to him. I don't care. Like I'll wait and I'll think of some type of fancy way to finagle my way in or create a conversation. And so, but for whatever reason, I had the perfect shot. And I didn't even take it. And I'm not really intimidated by niggas like that, like, ever. And so, the fact I'm intimidated by him, it makes me want him even more. He's so tall. He's so, like, I've only seen him in work clothes, so who knows. But in his work clothes, he looks skinny. He has a little a little smiley piercing under his lip. Like, curly hair. Oh, my God. It's just, like, he is just, like, so fine. His smile is nice. Oh, he has like, I'm just like, oh, I love him. And so, like, yeah, I'm a pussy. I'm a big Garfield ass bitch.
Is that your confession for the week? Because that counts. If you guys have confessions, send them to our email at asboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Do I have a confession to end the episode with?
Here we go. Here come Toy Story. Here we go.
It's even more pathetic. I am not able to go to sleep. I usually cuddle with my pillows all the time. It's just natural. Like, you just grab a pillow, grab it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've gotten so low that first of all, I got to get a body pillow. I think I'm going to get a pregnancy pillow because then I can roll over and cuddle either side, depending on which side I'm laying on. But I'm so lonely. I have nobody for my Now instead of just like cuddling the pillow like a normal cuddling the pillow like a normal person, say that five times.
Tongue twister for you.
I've been imagining it's a man. Like, literally, I have to put a man there so I can.
Are you lonely too? Just a smidge.
Only when I go to sleep. Only when I go to sleep. I'd be like, because I really enjoy being the
big spoon. I don't have time to be lonely. And so, like, the only time I actually feel lonely is, like, you said, like, when I'm, like, home, I'm, like, when I'm actually, like, have, like, gaps of time to really just, like, chill.
Do
I'm
nothing. Like, that's what I'm like.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck. I guess I wouldn't mind, like, a little company or something. But I've been, like, craving being around a little testosterone. Like, it's something, like, I know we're men too, so we have testosterone, but it's something about, like, I guess a top testosterone or something like that, or
testosterone.
gay testosterone is like, that's, I don't like that word either. That's a lot of T, testosterone. Oh, anyway. So I've been craving being around, like, niggas and, like getting, like, like, you know, like, when a guy hugs you really tight and he, like, it's, like, a tight hug, you're like, oh, what? I'm a person, not a fucking, like, I don't know, blow-up doll. I mean, you could treat me like a blow-up doll, but, like, I've been craving one of those hugs where it's just like, oh, and stuff, like, the smell of a nigga. Like, I've been craving that part. Because I haven't even been, like, being nasty or anything. Like, I just been, like, a normal boy. Like, just
a I'm not big on physical touch. Like, that's, I'm not, like, crazy about it. Like, I don't, you know, I'd be craving touch sometimes, but that's very rare. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do like being the big spoon, and I have nobody to spoon, and so I just be wanting to spoon.
I just be wanting to make out. Like, I've been wanting, like, a really good makeout session. Like, a good couch makeout session. Like, when you're on top of him and you're straddling. You're, like, he gets on top of you. I've been craving one of those, like, so bad. Like, not even with a, like, oh, also, and I like a little dry humping. Like, I like a little dry humping. So, it's just, like.
Dry hump is cute.
See? And I felt so weird saying that. So, I just said that randomly off, like, off my cuff. And so, but I really enjoy that. It's just, like, I like all that, like. Body contact and physicality and shit like that. I've been craving it.
Well, that is the end of this episode. Sorry we saved the good part for last, but if you love us, you stayed until the end.
Right. We did hold off on the goodies.
And you'll be back next week because you love us so much. Don't forget to subscribe to that YouTube and follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. Oh, girl, I am out of it. Boys Next Door Pod. All the links are below. I will be updating the Boy Tunes playlist this weekend.
I've been updating mine every day. So every day you'll have new songs on there.
Good. I'm glad you're doing something with it because I'd be forgetting. Okay.
Yeah. I like because while I'm driving, I'm like, oh my God, maybe somebody else might enjoy this. And then one of our listeners like messaged me on Instagram and was like, I really like that you always share your music. So I'm like, okay, I guess some people do like my little hood rat taste.
Yes, you and all that Pink Pantheress. I love you guys so much. Bye.
Later.